texture, color, surprise, changes, and repeats. Long strokes of paint over dabs of undercolor speak of quickness and spontaneity. This is Double Hands by Charlotte Robinson. It is an abstract, expressionist, mixed media on canvas and was created in 1979. This construction measures 8 feet wide by 6.5 feet tall. Just above the center is a small swath of ribbons. They are flattened onto and over the mixed media beneath. They cover only a third of the painting from side to side and a quarter from top to bottom. The ribbons are 2 inches wide and sheer black with a shiny gold thread down the center. Three strips of these black gauze zigzag radically, sloping down from left to right. Underneath the ribbon are painted green squiggles of similar proportions. A wood floorboard runs from the top of the work to the bottom. It tilts slightly to the right, but roughly divides the whole work into two equal halves. It runs under the ribbon and green squiggles. The description will go clockwise using the intersection of the ribbon and flooring slat as the center of a clock face. From noon to 1 o'clock is open space, no canvas or other object. This wedge is bordered by the bisecting floorboard and another floorboard that starts at 1 o'clock and ends at the central ribbon. Along the top, starting at 1 o'clock, is a wood slat that extends to the right. Under this board, two shapes fill the right side, top to bottom. The inner band is roughly a triangle that points to the ribbons. It is mostly dappled whites with long, thin streaks of red. The outer band is different shades of red with thin lines of sparkling gold jigsaw-like shapes. At the top of these side bands are a pair of flatly painted, detailless hands covered in open fishnet. They emerge from a short painted curtain. The curtain is being blown towards the left and the hands reach to the right. Bright dashes of red fling down from the lower hand. The top hand is surrounded by dabs of blues and oranges that continue onto the wood above. Two separate wood boards form a single line along the bottom of the artwork. From 5 o'clock to just above the mass of ribbons, a board is painted in. The wedge between this and the bisecting board is bright red with a smaller wedge along the bottom that matches the white and red streaked triangle. A real board radiates from the ribbons to 7 o'clock. Painted boards radiate to 9 and 10 o'clock, but neither of these reach the edge. Within these three wedges are bright reds. The upper two are dappled, and the lower one is streaked with darker colors. Along the left edge of the work from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock is a vertical column of reds and jigsaw shiny gold that matches the right side. Across the top from 11 to 12 o'clock is another board. The swath of canvas underneath this is painted in mottled grays. It is dotted with egg-sized dabs of oranges and reds. Long, quickly applied thin streaks of red and blues crisscross the grays and extend onto the wood above. Audio descriptions were written and recorded by Jan Tu on behalf of Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.